The rest of the professors at Liberty University are like you. Those kids are in good hands.
Well, thank you, Chuck. It's been a pleasure being with you today.
Well, yeah, and friends, you've got to get a copy of this wonderful book, $13 to Save America Ministries, How Can I Believe When I Have So Many Doubts? Very, very helpful. Very, very kind and loving, but gets right to the issues. And call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. Write to us. And I want to urge you to become a partner. We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour, even as we're assaulted by doubts. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. And be a genuine believer. Resolve those doubts. Seek after God with a whole heart. His presence will lead you into victory.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Jeff Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gift.
Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom as we look and see what's going on financially across the country, across the world, and as we stare into the face of the coming financial apocalypse. How are we doing, Melody? Oh, let's see. There we go. Hi, how are we doing, Melody?
Just fine, Dr. Stan.
Well, tell us what's new and exciting from your point of view.
Well, I didn't hear what you were mentioning. I just came on and I didn't hear you, so I'm assuming you're talking about gold and silver. And, of course, I believe they're doing very well at this point in time. They're just sort of, after the little bit of a pullback we had in silver, they're basically trading sideways. There's always a lot of discussion at this time of year about the summer doldrums for gold and silver, but I don't think you're going to see that this year. You have too many things that are going on, too many things that could surprise us with the QE2 ending. You have all the problems that we have overseas, the Greece situations. You have the wars. You have all the debt issues in Europe. And there can always be some sort of an unknown force that comes into play, and that could really change and escalate the price. So it's any one of these many issues that could affect the prices of gold, and you could very well see $1,600 this summer. And so I don't think it's going to be the normal summer this year.
Well, there's an old saying, it's sell in May and go away, meaning, Chris, there can be doldrums during the summer, just sit to one side on the... And ordinarily, that's in reference to the stock market. And if you look at it in past years, why, you do almost as well just selling in May and then buying back in September as you would by just leaving your stock there. But you certainly don't lose anything or don't lose a great deal by just hanging on. And certainly, I think people would be foolish to try to outguess this market. We're living in times like we have never seen before. And my fear is we're staring into the face of a financial apocalypse. I think it's only a matter of time before terrible, terrible things begin happening financially. Nobody in Washington, D.C. wants to face the issue. One example would be Medicare. Medicare, back in 1965 made up 2.6% of the of healthcare spending. I should say the spending, healthcare spending, was 2.6% of all spending in the country, the 2.6% of our GDP. Today, why, of course, healthcare is about 20%, and Medicare is certainly 20% of our budget. Medicare, Medi-Cal is about $700 billion. And then, of course, there's all the other health care expenses as well. It's estimated that right now health care makes up almost a quarter of our budget, of the money that is spent in this country. Why is this? Why, it's because everything government gets into suddenly turns to ashes. We used to have an excellent health care delivery system. Nobody went without health care. We had county hospitals. We had the best health care in the country. And then government then got too into it. And it's been downhill ever since then. And now we're talking about, well, we're going to have those death panels because there's not enough money. And ladies and gentlemen, there is no problem facing medicine that a new government program won't make worse. Well, certainly, Melody, as far as what's going on today, do you see any way that they're going to be able to stop pouring money into the economy? Because if they stop pouring money into the economy...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
What you have is a recession, and then you can get a bear bounce, a bull bounce in a depression. But this is only, we have a depression, we've had a bull bounce in this, and it's gone up again, but it's never really changed the overall problem. And the major reason is, We've sent all of these jobs overseas, intentionally, purposely, as part of a globalist program. We actually have no tariffs, for, say, for Korea. Korea can bring their products into America with little or no tariffs. And yet, of course, we try to take our cars into their country. They've got the value-added tax, and they add the value-added tax on the cost of our cars. If you go, you live in Korea and you buy an American car, you'll immediately be investigated by their counterpart of the Internal Revenue Service. We sold about 6,000 cars in Korea last year. They sold about 500,000 cars in the United States. They know what they're doing. They're intentionally transferring the wealth and production and the jobs from America to other countries. But we can't let the American people know. This is the thing. As long as you can keep the American people from understanding the globalist agenda, why, of course, the sooner you'll be able to destroy the manufacturing base of this country and eventually, of course, take the people here into poverty. And people who live into poverty will, of course, go right along with the globalist agenda and follow blindly their leaders, whether they be Democrats or Republicans. They're all controlled by the same people. Well, our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, you agree or disagree, you think things are really getting better financially, well, you think that we're going to come out of this, that the good times are going to come back, it's just a matter of time. Well, my opinion is we will never see again the America we saw during the last decade up until, of course, the whole thing fell apart there and the fall of 2008. We were seeing, of course, an artificial prosperity based upon creating money out of nothing, the outcome of a housing bubble, the outcome of a stock market bubble, the outcome of the ability of the banks to create money out of nothing, to be able to loan 40 times what the reserves were. Totally insanity, and I think this is all designed intentionally and purposely to destroy the economy of this country, to destroy the financial system. And people say, oh my goodness, nobody saw this coming. Of course they saw it coming. They just cannot admit to the American people they've intentionally wrecked our economy. And I believe that's Bob Chapin's view as well, isn't it, Melody?
Yes, it is, very much so. They did intentionally wreck our economy as they wrecked the, you know, I believe the, you know, all the European countries, and they needed to lower the standards of living in the countries to bring everybody to an even, you know, to bring in the world government that they so desire. And people have lost trillions. I mean, we talk about, you know, all that wealth supposedly that they had. It was all based on their homes. And it's interesting because, I mean, the amount of trillions of dollars that were lost since the beginning of all this, I mean, the U.S. household still hasn't recaptured any of their losses. So they still lost trillions of dollars. And I guess they still have lost over $8 trillion from the household wealth. Was it 7 or 8? And my apologies on that. I guess it was $7 trillion that was less than it was before the recession. And again, as you said, it was all due to the markets, the housing, the money that it wasn't wealth. It was all debt. It was wealth that was. They thought it was wealth, but really it was all debt.
And several million people have lost their homes so far. Millions more are going to lose their homes. They're going to be impoverished in Sydney. And they're not going to have a place to live. They're going to have to go into government-subsidized housing. They will be under government control. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Bringing everything and everybody under government control, just like it is in every socialist country. And we've abandoned our heritage of freedom under God with limitations on the power of government and embraced socialism, what the government will provide for us. from the cradle to the grave. Of course, then, who controls the government? Why, it's the people of great wealth who are pushing socialism, and the average socialist doesn't understand. They think this is all about, you know, getting back at the people of great wealth. No, this is what the people of great wealth want. And they all push socialism, and because they want to redistribute your wealth, not their wealth, because they don't pay taxes. How do they pay taxes? They have all sorts of foundations. They have all sorts of various corporations and entities, one after another. And the IRS doesn't go after Warren Buffett, do they? The IRS doesn't go after David Rockefeller, do they? The IRS doesn't go after Bill Gates. And all of these people, of course, are part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, because all of them amass their wealth with the dark spirits of forces from the other dimension. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What do you think about what's going out there, ladies and gentlemen? Are you concerned by the fact that unemployment is rising, despite the fact they've put almost $3.5 trillion into stimulation? And of course, remember what Barack Obama said when he came into office, you know, if you don't pass my stimulus bill, why, there's going to be an 8% unemployment rate. If you don't pass my stimulus bill, there's going to be an 8% unemployment rate. And there's one wag, one congressman says, and he said, yeah, I voted against Obama's legislation, and sure enough, why, now we have 9% unemployment rate. And basically, we have inflation in the United States, and the government is simply lying. They tell us there is no significant inflation. And yet, of course, all you have to do is go to the store and look at the prices, and they're going up before this year ends. There's going to be probably 14 or 15% inflation this year. Look at the price of oil. And we knew it was going to go up, and we knew it was planned because, of course, back in mid-October, Lindsey Williams called me. And he said, you know, he'd had this amazing conversation with Ken Fromm, who is certainly one of the upper echelon of the, he's not the top echelon. He was just CEO of ARCO when he retired Atlanta Gristfield Company. But this gentleman, who Lindsey had known for many years, had told him that the price of oil was going to be up in 6 months and there was going to be a major conflict in the Middle East. And of course, I had no idea. I mean, could not in my wildest dreams have imagined we would see the revolutionary movement that is sweeping the Near East and the Middle East, not in mid-October. It really didn't start until December, but it's all planned. Mr. Fromm knew exactly what was going on, but of course the average individual didn't. The pundits here in America were told nobody had any idea. Of course they had an idea. This whole thing and all the revolutions over there and the terrorist activity has been funded by certainly our leaders and the leaders of England, unfortunately. Fortunately, Lord James, a member of the House of Lords, got up on the evening of November 1st, and we actually have the transcript of what was said that evening from the minutes of the House of Lords, and he talked about how he had been funneling billions of pounds to the terrorists in Ireland and in North Africa. And then he added, but I can't talk about the funds I've sent to North Africa. That's still ongoing, and it's a sensitive issue. Now, this was November the 1st. And, of course, that now, of course, starting about mid-December, why you saw, of course, the terrorists in North Africa toppling Tunisia, toppling Egypt. Now, of course, they're working in Yemen, they're working in Jordan, they're working certainly in Syria, they're working in Algiers and Morocco and Brunei and Burundi and all of these countries over there. It was all planned ahead of time. And you're supposed to think this has to do with democracy and all spontaneous? Totally fallacious. They know exactly what's going to happen. It's all scripted, even what's going to be happening here. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. My number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or I should say, if you want to call in, it's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you want to call in, it's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Melody, how's the gold and silver market holding up? Are people still buying, or are they backing away a little bit?
Well, you know, it really changes, and we certainly had a, you know, I think we had the tax time, you know, April 15th. After that, it picked up significantly. I think this week, I think with the situation in the, what we've seen in Missouri, the weather conditions and the flooding and everything that, you know, they just dropped from the news and everything, that's a wide section, and a lot of people who have other things to do, and so we've seen it a little bit on the spotty side. But what's interesting is I have more and more inquiries, but yet people are still, they just aren't ready to take that step into getting the hard asset.
Are these new customers?
They're new customers.
Okay.
Don't own any gold at all. And they're looking to pull out of their IRAs. They're trying to get money out of their 401s, and they're trying to reposition all the funds that they have and trying to get some hard assets. So that is a good sign.
Okay, we'll be back in a moment. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cederstrom. And certainly, I think that it's a very wise thing to get your money out of IRA because and your 401k now, because that's just my opinion. I'm not a
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need.
For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable costs. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
We've never had one complaint. I will tell you, we've had a number of people that gold and silver dealers that we've actually had to just tell, you know, sayonara, we can't have you on our programs because you're not doing the right thing by your customers. But I feel very, very comfortable having Melody with us. Well, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Herman, who's calling in from Carmel. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I appreciate George's comments from Ohio. I'd like to. It brings to mind Joseph in the Old Testament when he worked for the Pharaoh, and he was given special revelation by God that there would be 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of famine. Now, we, to your program and others, are being given a prophetic warning, I believe, and what are we going to do about it? Now, Joseph says, or George said, he trusts in God. I have been through an earthquake here in California, and I watched that within 1 day the grocery shelves were empty. Now, if you have some resources, it doesn't take much, you know, start with beans and rice and water filter and things like that, the basics, but it behooves us to prepare. You know, it says in the Bible, go to the ant house, sluggard. You know, the ant stores up in the summer for the winter, and there are other examples like that, but I'd really like to encourage people to act on what they're hearing. You know, week after week, Melody's on the program telling what's coming, and so is Dr. Stan and Bob Chapman and Joel Skousen. And really, when the storm finally hits, and it may take years, but the day it hits, it'll be too late to prepare. And it's just like the foolish virgins. You know, they waited, and then when the bridegroom came, it's, oh my goodness, it's time. You know, now I got to go out and get some oil. Well, tough luck. It was too late. So, but one final point I'd like to make is that, you know, I have practiced tithing for years, and tithing is where you give a certain percentage of your income to God or to worthwhile charities, and I have seen a blessing attached to that. That's not the main reason I do it, but I believe that one of our first priorities should be helping others. And after we do a certain amount of that, then take care of our own family. Because if we don't take care of our own families, you know, we will be severely reprimanded down the road. So that's all I have to say.
Well, I think you said it all and said it very well, Herman. Thank you so very much. Okay, fine. That was Herman from Carmel. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And basically, our plea with you is begin making your preparations now for the very difficult times that lie ahead. What are your thoughts on what Herman had said, Melody?
Well, I want to say God bless him because he certainly did say it very well. And also when you're preparing, you know, we are to help other people. And by preparing for ourselves and our families, always get extras because there will come a time when you can help share that and help other people. And just by adding, you know, when it comes to food storage and so forth, by adding those extra cans of tuna, by adding those, you know, getting extra rice, and there's lots of things that you can do to accumulate your storage and to where you don't have to go out and spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on freeze-dried food. So there are things that you can do in order to help your family and help yourself and be prepared. And there's a lot of interesting ways in which you can store food and to keep things long. Someone told me that you should always freeze your rice first, that it will add extended years to your storage of rice. And that was something I didn't know. So, but things are very, you know, just do what you can, but always prepare for the most common, your food, your water, and then whatever you work so hard for, you know, get your insurance policy for that also. And, of course, that's gold and silver.
Amen to that. And then, of course, be sure you're in a proper relationship with our Lord. Because
absolutely.
In the final analysis, of course, George, who called earlier, I think, is, what is very well made. And since he doesn't have a great deal and he's putting his faith in the Lord, I think we're all going to have to put our faith in the Lord down the line. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call if you have a question or comment. We're living in perilous times.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we get to any of our callers, why, of course, Melody, I want you to go ahead and tell us how people can get in touch with you and Discount Gold and Silver, and why they should get in touch with you and your organization.
Well, our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website, we're still giving two out. We're still in the transition. DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net is the original website that has most of the information on, along with the radio programs, how to get started into purchasing gold and silver, or a way to continue to accumulate. DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net, and our newer website, DGS, for Discount Gold Silver Coins.com. That's DGScoins.com. And, you know, we do something a little bit different than any other gold dealer, particularly in the same venue that in which we advertise and everything, is we really try to place coins that are suitable for the folks. You know, people who have made perhaps limited amounts, people who have substantial amounts. We work with all ranges. We really don't have minimums on what we that we take. You know, that we'll help anybody and everybody. We try to do what's suitable for folks. We have great prices, great product. I kind of keep things, portfolios that are simple, basic, and people understand what they're purchasing. And I believe we keep portfolios that are balanced. I believe your overall portfolio of gold and silver of your assets should be a minimum of 50%. And I believe of that 50%, and that's a minimum, so it's up to you to decide how far you want to go. I know a lot of people own various gold shares and so forth, and I just believe that it needs to be, again, a balance of both. And I believe in gold and silver. The silver price is higher. We've lowered our gold percentage a little bit to 70% and silver 30%. Again, it goes to the suitability and what is good for the customer, and that's why people should call us. We tell the truth, we educate, and a lot of folks, a lot of my competitors, they don't want to take the time to educate. You know, they just want to sell their agenda, their product in order, because it is, you know, it is business, and of course they want to make as much as they can, but we do take a different approach to things.
All right, and once again, your telephone number, people want to get in touch with you.
1-800-375-4188, that's 1-800-375-4188, and we do both buy and sell product, so if you're ever in a need, and we try to build relationships with our clients, because that day will come. If you're not going to be using it as far as trading or using it in your local commerce, you're going to be selling it, and again, you need that relationship. You know, you need to trust us. We want to trust you. When you send us the product, you know that you're going to get your check right away. And that's very important. The same way on the buy. You send us your funds, you know you're going to get your product right away. We don't hold funds, you know, 5-6 weeks before we ship, or 8 weeks. There's been delays in Silver Eagles from the Treasury, because they basically cut the allotments in half. So that kind of put about a 3-4 week delay on Silver Eagles. Maybe by the time you get it, it might be a little bit longer. Silver Rounds was the same thing, but if you wanted immediate delivery of silver, you could go with the 90% silver. So there are options in order to get your product a little bit faster. With gold, there's no delays in the gold area. And it shouldn't take 5, 6, 8 or more weeks to get your product. I don't care what the excuse is. I'll be the first one to call when there's delay in product and let my clients know. And if there's a shortage of a product or something like that, I can't tell you how many times, Dr. Stan, through the years, I've heard people say, well, there's a shortage. And I'm, well, no, there isn't. But again, they use that excuse in order to, you know, create the sale and also to delay shipping. So just give us a call at any time, and we'd be more than happy to help you and answer all your questions.
Well, now, what about 40% silver? Those are the coins, I think, that were minted between 64 and 66, somewhere in there. Is there a place to do buy that, or you're better to get the 90% silver?
Well, the problem with 40% is there's so much of it. It's the Kennedy halves from 65 to 69. They made them in honor of Kennedy. You can pretty much buy that a little under spot, but in a full bag of silver, which is $1,000 face value, there's only 295 ounces versus the 90% bag at $1,000 face value, there's 715 ounces. So you have a little bit, you get more coins, less silver, but it's a great way to buy cheap silver. It's very cost effective. And as we see the prices rise, when silver was around 50, I told clients, hey, if you have the storage facilities and you have a way to utilize that 40%, it's a great way to buy silver because it's very cost effective. You could buy it at silver or a little less than silver or a little less than spot. So it's not for everyone, but it's a good product at certain times. When silver was at $15, no, I wouldn't have recommended buying 40%. Silver at 50, yes, it has a place.
All right, fine. Now, is there no shortage at all then of the 90% silver coins?
If someone came in and wanted 30 bags of silver at one time, you know, it might take a little bit to delay it, but people usually buy bags, you know, a bag at a time or a half bag, and no, there's no delay.
And what about the readily availability of gold? Now, we've heard that some places and other over in Europe sometimes there have been shortages, but you can get plenty of gold here, gold coins?
There's really no. I mean, if you go after a specialty coin, you know, you can go after a specialty British sovereign, and yes, you know, they're a little bit hard to get and so forth, but if you get the more common ones, the Swiss francs, the U.S. gold eagles, fractional pieces, no, there's no problem.
Well, sooner or later, boy, there's going to be people are going to begin to realize that the currencies are failing. And at that point, of course, it's going to be just like what happens when suddenly you find out there's not going to be any food in the grocery stores, and people are going to start panicking, and I believe the supplies are going to be exhausted. But right now, things seem to be doing pretty well. In other words, the supplies are there, and I think that they are intentionally doing this. The last thing they want, the people really running the world, want is for people to realize because it's really happening. But this is different than any time before. China, a major, of course, source of funds, is buying gold. But not only that, but they're encouraging the Chinese people to buy gold. Why do you think the Chinese government is encouraging the Chinese populace to hold and own gold? Certainly, our government isn't encouraging our people to do that.
No, they're doing the opposite. They're discouraging the people for buying gold. They understand what happens in currencies. They see the world. They see the troubles. They see the people over there are... They have wealth now that they never had before, and it's a way to secure it. I mean, the Chinese, the Indians, a lot of your foreign countries understand the value. They understand that wealth has to be measured, and gold has always been that measure of wealth. And it certainly isn't debt that we have here in this country. And Dr. Stanis says, you know, we have gold. There's no problems with getting product now. However, I don't want the listeners to think that it can just take a couple days of intense buying where it can certainly dry up the product very quickly. Once you have that secondary market, which are sellers, I believe that will dry up. And we have sellers now. People are going through hard times. They sell their gold. So we do have gold coming in from that market also. But it is a very limited market. It's a very thin market. When this began to unfold in 08, I can remember it was August and September, some of the products and prices of products on $20 gold pieces, I put the customer on hold to lock in the price with my buyers. By the time I got back, the price had increased by $10 or $15. and this was happening. I was getting price changes 4 or 5 times a day, and even on the phones it was changing so drastically, and product dried up very quickly. So have a few days of intense buying because of a situation that occurs, and product disappears very quickly. So it flows now, but that's not to say that there's a lot of it.
Well, I think people have to understand that what our leaders are doing, at least I believe, they have three choices, three things they can do. They could cut spending and increase taxes. This would help to overcome this massive debt we have. But does anybody think that either the Republican leadership or the Democrats are going to do that? If whoever raises taxes is going to lose the support of the public. Public doesn't want to pay taxes. They don't want to pay for the wars. They don't want to pay for all the social benefits. They think that somehow they're going to be able to continue living this high lifestyle indefinitely. And the truth of the matter is you can't do it. All you're doing is getting further and further and further into debt. And you can't get out of debt by borrowing more money, because that's what our federal government is doing. And they keep raising the debt limit and borrowing and borrowing and borrowing more money to maintain the same living standards, but eventually the whole thing falls apart. So they could, as they cut spending and increase taxes, they're not going to do that. There are two other possibilities. One of them, of course, is to simply default on their debt. Imagine what would happen if America were to default on their debt, and some people were saying, well, they're not going to suddenly raise the debt limit, and that would be a technical default. Why, it would plunge the whole world into financial chaos. The third is, of course, you simply destroy the debt. How do you destroy debt? Why, you pay it off with worthless dollars. You inflate. And that is exactly what they're doing. They lie about inflation. Inflation is 10% this year, right now. It'll be 14 to 15% by the end of the year. How do we know that? Why? Because the producer price index 3 or 4 months ago was 14%. Takes 6 and 12 months. Before the producer price index is carried over into the prices in the stores. So basically, I think we can safely say we'll have 14 to 15% inflation by the end of this year. By next year, of course, this will be exaggerated. We'll have 20 to 25% inflation. Now, it depends on what you call hyperinflation. How do you define it as hyperinflation? 25% inflation, that is, to me, it's destroying the value of your currency at the rate of 25% a year. 4 years, it has little or no value. Or is it something like they have in Zimbabwe, where the Marxist thug who was installed and kept in power there, a man named Mugabe, installed by the American State Department and kept in power by our State Department to see what would happen when you destroyed the First World Nation. And because there they, of course, somebody showed me a $100 trillion note. $100 trillion note. They just simply totally destroyed the value of everything. That is, of course, I call that super hyperinflation. But I think 25% inflation would be suitable to be called hyperinflation here in the United States. And that would be devastating for everyone out there in the listening audience, meaning that your pension fund would lose 25% in 1 year. Your insurance policy would lose 25% of its value in 1 year. The value of your home is just simply collapsing because the prices were artificial. Your CDs, anything that you have that is your annuities, they would all be losing 25% in 1 year. And this would be a catastrophe. And this is exactly where we're heading. And this is all being manipulated, in my estimation. The elite know what they're doing. The elite, of course, is in gold and silver and in fixed assets and buying up certainly property, but probably not so much in the United States. In other countries where they have a sound economy, many of the elite are certainly investing offshore. Talk to Jim Rogers. Look and see what Jimmy Rogers says. He's over living in Singapore, and he is investing in oil. and in gold and silver. And he openly says, this is going to end in disaster. He, a multi-billionaire, used to be a partner of George Soros's. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Absolutely. I mean, the world is going from their fiat currency to a gold currency. They're eliminating the paper money that they have. Because you know what? The world knows that this money is going to become basically worthless. And, you know, we talk about the silver prices and gold prices, and a lot of people say, well, gold's out of my price range and so forth. And, you know, it's really not a matter about the price. It's a matter about owning it. And because I think when you have these corrections, I mean, it is a matter of having it, because that price will adjust to whatever is happening to those dollars as you're losing your paper wealth, as you're losing your pensions and your CDs and your insurance policies and everything, your IRAs and your 401s. You know, the price of gold is going to correct accordingly. And I've even seen reports out by, they're talking about, you know, a lot of people say, well, gold will hit 5,000. It's like, well, you know, it's not even a matter of a number anymore. It's a matter of reflection of what is happening with the currencies, not only here, but also around the world. Because you have to remember, they want to instill that one world currency. This is what they have to do in order to do that. So it is very important that you protect what you have by purchasing gold and silver. And you can't allow price. I mean, even if gold went to 2,000, you know, it's all relative. And it seems high price, and it seems like, well, I can't afford that. But yet, you know, people will allow their paper investments to correct and lose their wealth in that manner. So don't look at the price. It's a matter of possession. That is what's important.
What you want to do is try to preserve what you've worked so hard for. And, of course, inflation is simply a means of stealing from the people. The elite are moving into gold and silver. This is what Ken Fromm told our friend Lindsay Williams. You know, we have our own currency. And Lindsay said, what's that? And he said, gold and silver. And then he went on to say that, you know, paper currency is worth the paper it's printed on. It has no inherent value. Mr. Fromm was one of the financial leaders of the world, having headed ARCO. He knew what the elite are doing, and you should do the same thing. We'll be right back in a moment to wrap up the program. Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program for us. Boy, the hour just flew by, as always.
Yes, it certainly.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. We'll be right back. many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Quality Theater Strum, and certainly she does a great job for our listeners. Now, I want to talk about something a little different. I was interested today reading about all these prostate drugs for men with benign prostatic hypertrophy, and they have one, of course, something like 20 million prescriptions have been written for this in the last 10 years, and now they've done some studies on this after having it out there all across the country, and they find that if you take this drug, it decreases the incidence of low-level prostatic cancer, but it dramatically increases the level of high-level prostatic cancer. Low-level prostatic cancer is not much to worry about. Most people outlive it. High-level, this is the one that metastasizes and kills you. And this proprietary drug, one of the two major classes of prostate drugs that they are selling, expensive prostate drugs, dramatically increases the incidence of high-grade aggressive prostate cancer. Now, Radio Liberty carries a product. It's called Prostate Support. I've taken it for a long time. A lot of our listeners take it, men who are having prostatic symptoms. And my wife said, people buy one bottle. Then they come in and they buy six bottles. And certainly it's one of the things that we sell a fair amount of. But basically, of course, we do this to help support Radio Liberty. We have a line of various health products. Most of them we use ourselves. And they're put out by one of the finest companies. We think it's the finest health product company in the nation. We cannot market under their label, so you're going to get the Radio Liberty label, but it's their product. We don't try to produce these things. We have a product called Prostate Support for men. We have a woman called Menopause Support for women who are going through that difficult time of life. And then, of course, we have something called Immune Support for really boost your immune system. And these are all products that have been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years, and widely used. The old products people used to take before we had all the expensive products now that cause cancer that we're giving to our patients. So we recommend these. We carry something called Alibiotic, not antibiotic, but alibiotic, has oil of oregano, allicin, which is garlic, and then, of course, oil of elderberry, a couple of other things. This is what I take when I'm coming down with a cold. Large doses of vitamin D3. Very important. They've been lying to the public for a long time. Oh, they tell you don't want to take D3. Don't take too much. You get toxicity. You can take up to 50,000 units a day, for 6 months, and you might get a little problem with it. But ordinarily, if you have 5,000 units a day, you need, and basically you're coming down with a cold, you want to take it 3 or 4 times a day, along with the antibiotic. At least I find that it keeps me from coming down with a cold. I have to be behind the microphone 5 hours a day. So remember, Chris, the prostate support, the immune support, the menopause support, the antibiotic and vitamin D3, if you'd like a list of all the products we carry, the products that we use. As any Dr. Blaylock talks about having a quercetin and turmeric and curcumin on hand, they're flavonoids, and of course they are wonderful to have in case of a nuclear attack. One nuclear sunrise can ruin your whole day. And if you don't have a copy of the interview I did with Russell about 2 weeks ago on what you can do to protect yourself from a nuclear exposure, you need to order that specific tape. You need to listen to it several times. And we carry many of those products. If you'd like a list of the products, give us a call. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Tavares, and we're going to be talking about smart meters. What is a smart meter? Well, these are the new meters they're putting onto our homes because they want, of course, us to save money on electricity. And if you believe that, why, you probably believe that the income tax is voluntary, and they keep insisting. The income tax is a voluntary tax. Of course, if you don't take it, why, we put you in prison. But the income tax is voluntary. And they repeat it over and over again, and some people even believe it. Just like some people believe the smart meters are designed to lower your electric bill. And yet, of course, almost everybody who gets a smart meter, if they are certainly in their home during the daytime, will find that their electric bill has gone up. And they say, oh, well, the smart meter isn't working right. That must be broken or isn't efficient. No, that's why they install them. They install them to increase the cost of electricity. It's already part of a much larger agenda. Basically, they want to drive up the cost of electricity so they can force you to use less electricity because they want to lower your living standards, but they can't tell the American people about Agenda 21 or sustainable development. So they've got to try to convince you, oh, we're here from the electric company. We want to lower your electric bills. That's what the smart meter is all about. It is not. It's to raise your electric bill. In some areas, it's up got a 50%. Some areas, it's gone up 75% or 100%. And down the line, it's going to involve smart appliances and a smart grid. And then, well, there are other problems as well. Deborah, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Good evening, Dr. Stan. Yes, some of the many other problems are, of course, the fact that you had mentioned the appliance change-outs that will be required. GE, among other corporations, are rolling out chipped appliances, both large appliances and small, being all of your microwaves, dishwashers, washer-dryers, refrigerators, everything that you utilize in your home.
Also, the outlets are going to be required to be changed out, and even your hair dryers, your plug-in computers, vacuum cleaners, and the like are going to be required to have chips in them. And this is measured by the success of the grid. Our compliance to change out is going to determine the success of the grid, and the grid is for rationing, controlling, and increasing the cost and reducing our standard of living, because we were promised that our utility cost would necessarily skyrocket, and that is the intention and the control within each of our homes.
Now, Deborah, I'm going to ask you simply to just hold the mouthpiece just a little further away, because that'll be get a little bit clearer presentation. But Deborah Tavares's information is vitally important. Deborah's only found out about what was going on in the world a few months ago, but I will tell you, I've met her and talked to her a number of times, and she is really has grasped this. And suddenly to find out about Agenda 21 and sustainable development, that there really is a plan to lower our living standards and impoverish the American people, it seems so improbable. Why would rational people want to do that? Well, it's very simple. We're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people who have a whole different worldview. And we'll be back in just a moment. Well, Deborah, why don't you pick up from there? You were talking about, certainly, about the smart appliances. Now, what is this about a smart appliance? How does this work? Has this really been imposed someplace?
Well, yes. Actually, right now in Northern California, a town called Plumas County, the electric provider there, PG&E, changed out through the CARE program people's refrigerators at no cost to the people, but of course to the other ratepayers.
But what now? What happens if people didn't want to give up the refrigerators? What happens if people said, "I don't want to change my refrigerator. I like my refrigerator. My refrigerator is doing a good job." What happens then? Do people forced to take out the refrigerators?
Those, of course, would be considered old clunkers and inefficient, and rates, of course, will be achieved and rated, you know, if you keep your old appliances. The intention, again, and the success of the grid is going to be determined by everyone's compliance to changing out all appliances in the homes. This is going to cost consumers tremendous amount of money, and this has not been forthcoming by the utility companies. People have not been told that this is part of the overall plan.
Well, basically, of course, what it involves is the PG&E is going to actually just exchange your old refrigerator for a new one. It's not going to cost you anything, at least that's what they tell you, but what's the catch?
That was just in one area, and this was a specific program that's designed for people that fall within a certain financial opportunity to fall in that allowance for a new refrigerator.
What happens if you're more prosperous and you say, "I'm going to keep my old refrigerator," or you go fly a kite?
Well, you know, there are going to be many people that are going to be doing that, and they will likely find that their rates are going to exponentially increase because they're not compliant. Again, remembering that the compliance to the grid and changing out is going to ultimately lead to its success. And there will be many people that will refuse. Many people will find no need to change out perfectly good appliances for chipped ones that will also measurably increase the radiation that is within their home as well. One very disturbing fact that we found out through the Freedom of Information Act was a declassified secret military document that talks about microwave, EMF, and RF technology, low frequency, being designed to intentionally cause harm.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Deborah's talking, first of all, about the fact that up in Plumas County in Northern California, Why, they have a program up there where they come in and they will exchange your old refrigerator for a new, better refrigerator that's going to work more efficiently. Of course, it really doesn't work more efficiently. They change it out for nothing if you're in a certain price range. But then you have to take out an expensive insurance policy because these are made in Mexico and they're always breaking down. Now, as Deborah points out, let's imagine that you don't want to change your refrigerator. You like your refrigerator. Your refrigerator is doing a good job. Well, of course, then they're just going to raise your rates. And after all, if they're going to provide free refrigerators to large numbers of people, why, of course, they're going to have to get the money someplace. They're going to have to raise the rates on everybody else so they can give the free refrigerators to the certain people. But what they don't let people understand is that these free refrigerators have chips in them. That allows them to monitor how much of the electricity you use is used for your refrigerator, how much is used for your stove, how much is used for your washing machine and your new dryer you're going to get, how much you're going to be used for your computer. They're even going to change out all the light fixtures and the electric fixtures in the house. Everything is to be chipped, and all of it is going to be emitting certainly radio waves, because Deborah was talking about how they'd come across a secret military document, talking about the health hazards of all of this exposure to radiation, because you're going to get radiation then from the chip in your refrigerator, from the chip in your stove, in your washing machine, in your dryer, in your hair dryer. Everything is going to have a chip in it. They're all going to be, in addition, of course, to the radiation you're going to get from the smart meter. And but you pick up, what's this about this secret document, Deborah? Where did you get it?
Yes, well, I urge people to go to refusesmartmeter.com. You can download this 18-page document. It's exceedingly disturbing. It talks about the variety of consequences that many people are already expressing that have smart meters on their homes. They're experiencing headaches, dizziness, nausea, out of balance, not being able to sleep. There are just rashes. There are a number of ailments and quite life-disturbing to the extent that people are losing their jobs because they're so distracted. And this military document speaks to that. It talks about the intention to create distraction and ultimately achieve crowd control. And, of course, it seems as though we're the crowd. And so anyone that does not yet have a smart meter, I urge you to go to refusesmartmeter.com, download the document. You'll see it right on the landing page when you open up the site. Print that out. Take that to your city officials. Make them aware that the military is aware and has intended to cause harm with the technology that's being foisted now on our homes. And I think that that in and of itself is reason for people to feel that they are documented and can say no, and everyone must say no. We're relying here in Northern California on the rest of the nation to say no, because these were foisted in the night, practically, as it seemed. People were unaware of what was coming. And lo and behold, we find out that we've got technology. We were deceived. We weren't told the ultimate outcome. We weren't told about the health effects. We weren't told about the increased utility costs. We were not told about the appliance change-out requirements, nor were we told about the invasion of our privacies or the remote power shutdowns on our appliances. And we were not told about uninsurable liability consequences that owners face if you own apartment buildings or a home that you rent to someone. If a tenant were to get sick, which they will, it's not a question of if, they will, and they become disabled, where is the money going to come from? There's no insurance for property owners against this, and these are being deployed on our properties without our permission or our consent. It's not our equipment, it's not our labor, and there is no environmental impact study on this deployment upon our homes. None of this has had any environmental impact studies, and now we know why.
Well, no, I think it's important that people understand there is a master plan. It's Agenda 21. And basically it calls for doing away with private property, getting us out of our cars, limiting our use of electricity, limiting our use of water, lowering our living standards, you know, to the way it was before the wicked white man came. And you say that sounds absurd. Well, it's a United Nations document. It's the basis of American foreign and domestic policy. If you haven't read it, it's because you're not supposed to. You're not even supposed to know it exists. It's available through my ministry, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, the Agenda 21 program, published by the United Nations, the basis of America's foreign and domestic policy. And that's why we have to have dictatorships in countries throughout the world to impose that in people living in other countries. It's all about lowering the standard of living. And, of course, you do that by, of course, suddenly you actually will have the smart meter, and it will run up the cost of your electricity. Of course, you'll radiate the people excessively. Now, the whole idea is they want to be able to turn off your refrigerator if you're using it at the wrong time of day. They want to be able to turn off your washing machine if you're using it the wrong time of day. They want to be able to turn off your clothes dryer if you're using it the wrong time of day, and overtaxing the grid. Same thing would be true with your air conditioning, your electric heat. They want to control everything in your home. And you say, that's crazy talk. Well, it is crazy talk. But we're dealing with crazy people, and when you understand that, it all makes sense. But that ties into the smart grid. The smart grid, of course, the electric grid. And it is going, they certainly don't want people using electricity in the mid part of the day. Why don't they just produce more electricity? Oh, we'd have to build new generating plants. We can't do that. Well, we didn't have a problem before. You know, we deregulated electricity a decade ago. We always had plenty of electricity. But now there are potential shortages of electricity, which they have created intentionally, and so we don't have to build more power plants, generating plants, because we don't want to increase the use of those terrible things like coal and oil and natural gas, which is, of course, increases our carbon footprint and leads to climate change. They don't say global warming now because the globe has been cooling the last 10 years, so now they've just changed the name they call it climate change. And whether it's getting hotter, whether it's getting colder, it's all due to climate change, and because that climate change is due to the carbon footprint. And it doesn't matter, of course, that scientists, 32,000 of them, signed a petition saying this is hogwash. Mankind has not certainly increased the amount of carbon dioxide and is not producing global warming. Oh, yes, man has increased the amount of carbon dioxide. It is actually, the amount of carbon dioxide has actually gone up from 0.028% of 1%, that's 28,000ths of 1% of the atmosphere, to 38,000ths of 1% of the atmosphere. That's all that's gone up. But as a result of that, of course, they are doing everything they can to justify totally controlling our lives. Go ahead, Deborah.
Absolutely. You had talked about controlling our air conditioning equipment. The good news, though, is that the utility companies are going to be providing cooling stations. And those will be public buildings that will be afforded the opportunity to continue cooling in the heat of the summer where it's unbearable. And when they depower your home, you can find an address on your bill and go to a cooling station and go there to be comfortable. So they're thinking in advance for your comfort, not in your home, of course. The added problem is that We now know that it's getting more difficult for many people to refuse the deployment of these on their homes. Many people now have found it necessary to build cages around their analog meters to prevent those meters from being vandalized. And many people are taking those types of measures to prevent the smart meters from being attached to their homes. RefuseSmartMeter.com has stickers. People can purchase those. They say do not install smart meters. But when they're actively deploying these in your area, many of these installers are becoming very, very forceful and telling the people that you must do this. People are feeling very disturbed, particularly when they find now that there's a military document that talks about the intention to cause harm.
Well, now, when you read this, when you read this document, Deborah, do you get the idea that they are doing harm intentionally, or is it inadvertently?
It's intentional. It was designed to control the crowd, and it was designed to distract so that people would not be able to think, would not be able to make a difference in events and in legislation and whatever it is that they wanted to be empowered with.
And they actually admit this is their goal?
Well, they talk about the intention of the technology and the consequences of this technology. They refer to a number of specific instances in the document where it has been very effective. And everyone needs to take a look at this 18-page document, take it before their public board of supervisors, their city council meetings, print them off, hand them to their board of supervisors.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Deborah. We'll be back in just a moment. Deborah, how did you get hold of this? Are you sure?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. 8927. Call today.
And it says, it's about an 18-page document, that all of this electric exposure to electromagnetic waves is harmful. It will plague the minds of the people. It will do serious damage to the health. And that is exactly what they intend. This was a document that has been suppressed, but they have, I believe, Chris Depper is telling us the truth, that they have actually determined this is the case. Now, Depper recently went to a meeting. It was sort of a closed meeting, but she was to get in. Ted Turner was speaking. Ted Turner, one of the richest men in the world, multiple billionaire. Ted Turner, of course, who is the largest landowner in the United States. And he was talking about how the fact that the world is overpopulated, and he said that they're going to have to eliminate 95% of the world's population. Is that accurate, Deborah?
Yes, that's exactly what he said. And he spoke about sustainable development and that there are just too many people on the planet, and that we must reduce the population by 95%. He continued to say, too, that he believed the one-child policy per couple was good as well.
But he has five children.
Yes, he does. He talked about his three marriages and his five children. He boasted about his large land acquisition and ownership. And he talked about his concerns for the weather modification program. I also put that forth to him as well. He didn't seem to know about that as well. And we have major concerns about what we're seeing in our skies. And many people are getting sick from that also. So we've got the smart meter issue. We've got a national issue with the weather modification issue, and people that are interested in that can go to toxicsky.org.
But before we leave Ted Turner, I want you to tell our listeners again what you just said a moment ago, because of all of our stations were connected at that time. You said that he was said that there was going to be massive food shortages, there was going to be massive famines, and that they were going to kill off 95% of the world's population. There was going to be cannibalism. Did he actually say those things to this group recently when you attended this meeting?
Yes. Well, he built up into saying that. He started initially by saying that it was Earth Week there, and that there were real concerns with global warming, and everyone in the audience clapped. And then he talked about the fact that there's just too many people using too many things and too many resources, and everyone continued to clap. And he talked about that we just need to use less, and there were just applause all the way down the line. And then he just said, well, we've got to reduce the population, and we've got to do that by 95%. And at that point, that was the first time that the audience didn't clap, and I looked around to get people's facial expressions, and it just was still, and I think they were just doing the math or something, but it was quite startling to hear it, and then to talk about the chaos that was going to erupt from food shortages and water shortages, and then
he said there was going to be food shortages and water shortages, right?
Yes, he did. And he said that that was going to be massive, and that was going to create tremendous chaos, and that that was going to finalize in massive cannibalism. And people just sat there, I think, at that point, either disbelieving what they had just heard, figuring that maybe he wasn't, that he was very wealthy and maybe older and not knowing what he was saying. It just seemed as though people were not able to grasp that. And after he finished his talk, I went back over to him and spoke with him, continuing about smart meters and about the weather modification program. program that the military and large corporations are doing in our skies right now. And he continued to speak with me, and as I meandered around the group of people, I didn't hear anybody talking about that horrific talk that he had just given about that reduction. And I looked online, and people can Google Ted Turner depopulation. They can see that he has said that on a number of different venues.
He's talking about elimination of 95% of the world's population, ladies and gentlemen. And I wanted you to hear this from Deborah, because she attended this meeting within the last month or so, and heard Ted Turner say publicly they're going to eliminate 95% of the population of the world.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Deborah, you go right ahead. Well, certainly, I'm sure this must have been a rather shocking thing for you to have heard, because, you know, this idea that this is real. I mean, it's one thing when you hear it, oh, certainly Prince Philip talking about, read that he has said that when he dies, he wants to come back as a virus so he can kill off a lot of the people. Or certainly Eric Pianka, professor at the University of Texas, talked about killing off 90% of the population with the Ebola because there are too many people in the world. And certainly Sam Keen, speaking at the Gorbachev conference in 1995, talking about the necessity of killing off 90% of the world's population, the Georgia Guidestones, where they talk about maintaining the population at 500 million in constant balance with humanity. But to hear Ted Turner say that, wasn't that sort of a shock to you?
It was horrific, actually, because the venue was being presented as a talk about ideas about the future. And Ted Turner was presented as an optimist, and that he drives a Prius, and that he's concerned, and that he believes that things can turn around if we get on it now. I just didn't understand what he meant by get on it now. And I did not expect that I would hear that, and that I could witness other people's expressions as this was being said. It was quite disturbing, but it just basically fell in with what I now know about the military document that we have on our site, refusesmartmeter.com. The intentionality behind so many horrific things that just are happening, and everyone is aware that something is terribly wrong. Many people just cannot put their finger on it, but everyone knows in one way or another that things are wrong and not right and evil. And I think that as I was riveted by that, of course, it is exactly what Agenda 21 speaks to when they
hold that thought. Hold that thought there, and we'll be back in just a moment with Deborah Tavares. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Deborah Tavares, and simply talking again about going up and talking to Ted Turner after he's talked about the necessity of eliminating 95% of the population of the world, and the tremendous water and food shortages that are coming, the cannibalism that's coming. That's how we're, of course, going to get the world population down. What does Ted Turner know the rest of us don't know? Deborah, certainly, I don't think, was really prepared, really, to hear this sort of thing. It came as a shock, but fortunately she was there and can testify. This is what's said. We'll find other places up on the Internet where Ted Turner has said similar things, but the first time I've really met somebody who has personally heard him say that. Now, before we go on, Deborah, I'd like to go ahead and get your website out. tell people exactly how they get your website and what they'll find there. I should comment that Deborah is going to be at the conference. You will be at Orleans Conference, won't you, on the 17th and 18th?
Yes, I will.
All right, fine. Deborah will be attending the conference. I'll be speaking at that. It's the Eagle Forum Conference. It's going to be held in Sacramento at, I think, the Doubletree Inn, Doubletree Hotel there. And it's going to be on the evening of the 17th, which is a Friday evening, and on the all day during the 18th. And it's going to be a great line of speakers. Bill Jasper, one of my favorite people, is going to be there. Pat Wood will be there. Congressman Tom McClintock. They have one of the finest lineups of speakers. I'm just honored to have been asked to speak there. But under any circumstances, it's going to be an exciting time. You can either go Friday evening and hear Phyllis Lafley and McClintock talk, or you can come on Saturday. It's going to be a great conference, but Deborah's going to be there. Are you going to have a table?
I will, yes. We're going to have smart meter paraphernalia as well as the weather modification handouts. And that was something that I was also able to speak to Ted Turner about, because we were perched on a knoll in Sebastopol, California, during this venue that he was attending. And that day, the military tankers were painting the skies with the persistent jet contrails. And I pointed up to him, and he was with his lady friend and bodyguard, and I had them all looking up, and he told me, well, those are just jet contrails. And I said, well, yes, you're right. They are jet contrails. Those are military tanker contrails working on the weather modification program, and I was curious whether he knew about that. He seemed to indicate that he didn't, and he took the information that I gave him in the photographs and looked at them quite intently while I was informing him of the health effects that many of us are now feeling on the ground, such as eye irritations and itchy skin, raspy throats, sore throats, mimicking pneumonia-like symptoms, and many other irritating symptoms, as well as increasing in general the mold and mildew on the ground because of the lack of photosynthesis from the sunlight, because these planes, through those persistent jet contrails that merge and spread out, fan out, there is a vellum or a plasma coating that just covers the skies. And that reduces the solar panel production as well as a decline in our vitamin D. And I was discussing all this with him, and he seemed quite interested. And I told him about the fact that it increases acid rain and air and soil and water pollution. In fact, I told him that this is being considered a large component of the global warming of which he professes such concern over, and discuss the fact that the trees are dying by the millions all across the United States. And the concern is that this is a global warming component. It is true that it is man-made, and it's being largely man-made through this program. And he was very interested and listened, and we'll see if any of this information comes forth in any of his future conversations. I hope so, but I'm not going to hold my breath. But in the meantime, people can go to toxicsky.org and get more information and see what they're seeing. We all are seeing these things in the sky, and until we really know what we're looking at, our eyes take it in as a natural cloud structure, or just a typical contrail by a passenger liner jet that's flying in the sky. We're not realizing that these are large corporations and military actions. In fact, people can Google Point Magoo airplane crash, and several weeks ago on the runway in Point Magoo in Southern California, one of the tankers that was carrying some of the aluminum-coated particulate fiberglass material that they're spreading crashed on the runway, and it's sitting in a sea of aluminum. And on the wing, or on the tail section of this plane, there is an omega, which means the end. I believe it means the end. And you can see that by Googling Point Magoo airplane crash. And it is very, very startling to see this airplane sitting in this sea of toxic chemicals that was intended to go up into the sky and be spread over all of us.
In fact, it's very interesting. I've seen those pictures, and you see a number of people standing there. Of course, it's a great distance away, but they're all dressed in some sort of white protective clothing, obviously. There's some sort of a toxicity. They're not in just regular dress. They are in some sort of a white protective clothing because they know what they're dealing with is toxic. That's what they're spraying into our skies. And this is, of course, one reason why the levels of aluminum are going up in the soil, in the rainwater, in the snow, and certainly at levels, for instance, in the whales, tremendous levels, they biopsy the whales. And they know what the levels of aluminum used to be, what they are today. I've actually seen and touched the precipitates from the sky. They were spraying here one time, and some of this precipitated out on a tree. It's sort of a gelatinous material, and actually somebody brought it to me. Very obvious, you know, what they're doing, but they try to make anybody who talks about this, he's a nut. He thinks there's a conspiracy to poison our skies. Ladies and gentlemen, look up at the skies. Notice how hazy they are. We used to have beautiful, clear blue skies. When was the last time you saw an intensely blue sky? I mean, occasionally you see blue sky, but it's not the intense blue it used to be. We have a wonderful DVD. It's called What in the World Are They Spraying? Another one, Weather Modification as a Weapon. Now, weather modification is a weapon, going into how they can modify the weather and create tornadoes and hurricanes and even earthquakes. And it's all documented. Both of them are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you doubt that they really do intend to kill off the vast majority of people in the world, they've already killed several billion. They're killing innocent women and children today. And they tend to kill billions more. You need to get my population control agenda monograph. It's up on the internet. You can or go to our website, radioliberty.com. We've pulled it down there. Or if you want a copy of it to get something from us, just ask for a free copy and we'll get it to you. But go ahead, Deborah, because I think the information you have, certainly on both of the subjects, number one, the smart meters, the smart appliances, the smart grid, and they're going to regulate every aspect of your life. And, of course, they really do intend to destroy your health with this radiation. Of course, they keep saying, why, of course, this radiation you're getting is nowhere near as much as you get from a cell phone, and that's true. But just within the last week, why, of course, there's reports coming out show that, of course, the cell phone radiation increases the incidence of cancer and has a profound impact, certainly on the on your mind. In fact, another report shows that the men, why their sperm are wimpy, they don't function well. Why? Because men carry their cell phones in their pockets, and of course that's close to their testicles, so it influences the sperm. They know all of these things, but you're not going to hear this talked about on ABC, CBS, or NBC, at least not very, not enough to really call your attention to it. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we've got Barbara calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Go ahead.
One thing that nobody has ever mentioned regarding the smart meter issue is the fact that when you go down and buy now a new appliance, and one of our customers mentioned this to me, because they bought one for their mother-in-law for Christmas, was the fact that when you buy this appliance, there is a declaration on there that says, by you're buying this appliance, you agree to have a smart meter installed in your home.
Oh, my goodness.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have not heard that either, Barbara. That's
yes.
very interesting
this,
information.
Yeah, this is one of, she's a very reliable lady, and she told me she was very, very surprised.
Well, I hope that she told them that she wasn't going to buy it.
Well, they bought it before they realized that this was on there. So I haven't had a chance to talk to her to see what is, you know.
Well, is
what
it something happened. Something that was certainly in the sales agreement? Is it in the on the appliance? Or
I'm not too sure whether I think it's in the sales agreement, but don't hold me to that. But it does state that by buying this product, this, you know, and it was, I think it was either a refrigerator or a washing machine, something like this. You agree to have a smart meter, you know, installed in your home.
That's very interesting because I know also that people now that anticipate needing to buy a new refrigerator
mm-hmm.
or another type of appliance are going out now and buying them before the chips are installed, which are rolling out in 2012, anticipating that they will not be compliant with the grid and they do not want to have the FDI chips in their appliance. And what you're saying is certainly additional information for anyone out there to look into if they are going to try to replace an old appliance now and they want to get ahead of the requirements, as Barbara suggested.
Well, I think they just wanted to buy her a new piece of equipment.
Right.
But they had no idea until they read this and found this out.
Well, that's certainly something for buyers to be
and
conscious of now.
And people really need to look at what they're buying and read the information and find out. You know, we're going to, no matter what, at one point or another, if they push this thing through, we're all going to be forced to buy new appliances we don't need.
Exactly. That's exactly right, and that's the
or
deception.
Or can't afford. What are you going to do then?
Well, that's the deception behind the entire program. This was launched without full awareness of the public. If people had known the plan in advance, we would have revolted way before now. We would have been armed with information and have simply said no all along. But there's still the opportunity to say no. There are many millions of people that do not yet have smart meters that can say no, and the many people that don't have them are going to determine the ability for the people that already have smart meters to get them removed. PG&E was forced into an opt-out conversation mm-hmm. because customers in the Northern California PG&E service area are revolting, absolutely refusing to have smart meters installed. And so PG&E has had to come up with some type of an opt-out program. While that's not been agreed to, they are being forced to come up with some alternative. And people are just going to have to hold their ground and say, no, we have to get back to understanding what our rights are. We do not have to allow the utility companies into our homes, into our kitchens, into the way we wash our clothes. And we cannot give up our rights. We're the ones that are giving it up if we accept this type of connection to a grid.
Oh, absolutely.
It's up to us to say no, and we can.
And let me just comment, there's a wonderful book we carry called Climate Gate by our good friend Brian Sussman, and because he's done a great job of tying all of this together. The smart meter, the smart appliances, the smart grid. They use this term smart because, after all, the alternative would be who would want a dumb meter, who would want a dumb appliances. But I would tell anybody would be far better out without all this smart material because basically this is a means of sacrificing the health of the people. Sacrificing the health of the people on the altar of Agenda 21. Until you understand, there really are people who want to control every aspect of life, and this is just so incredible. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. You say, this couldn't be true. Well, basically, you want to go to Love Sydney, Deborah's website.
And basically, none of the crops will grow. Most of the people will die, and the rest of us will be cannibals. Civilization will have broken down.
Excellent material. If you want to get the background of what's going on, we have a book on smart meters. We have a 14 set on smart meters. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Barbara, anything else you'd like to say?
Well, yes, I've just been noticing in the last, probably a couple of weeks or so, that on our local television station, that they have been pushing ads for the smart meters and saying how wonderful they are. And I don't know
how this is going to get your electric bill down.
Oh, yeah, and it's just, you know, total lies, but I mean, they are pushing this to sound it like it's just, you know, the greatest thing since, you know, sliced bread.
Well, go to the website, Barbara, and definitely print off that declassified military document and show them the intention to cause harm and the kind and the kinds of consequences that will result.
And again, the website to get that?
It's refusesmartmeter.com.
Refusesmartmeter.com. Deborah's information is excellent. If you can possibly get up to the conference there in Sacramento, we recommend you come. Otherwise, of course, refusesmartmeters.com. And we're going to get that report and make it available. We'll be back in just a moment. Could this really be true? Yes, ladies and gentlemen. But this is not an imaginary nightmare. It's a very real one. Barbara, was there anything else you wanted to say? I guess we lost Barbara. Well, Deborah, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well,
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
City councils, your county board of supervisors, inform your neighbors. You can buy signs off of our website, refusesmartmeter.com. Those have been extremely valuable. We put those in our windows as sunshades. We've put them in front of yards. We post them around town because many people are unaware. They're not listening to the kinds of news that everyone right now is listening to. But they do see Refuse Smart Meter on those signs. And when they hear about it, they can refuse, and many are now refusing because that enters their mind, and they remember it when those contractors come up to change out the meters.
I'm going to have to interrupt you. We're out of time, but remember the term Deborah has coined. Watch the toxic skies. Watch the toxic skies. Good night. God bless you. We'll talk to you real soon, Deborah.
Thank you.
Thank you. A great program, as always. Well, that was Deborah Traveras, and you want to go to her website, get her information, or look at the picture of the contrails. Planes flying in circles. How many commercial airlines do you think will fly in circles and leave contrails behind them? Amazing, amazing material. And if you can watch that and not believe it, that this is being done intentionally, why, of course, well, there's not much hope for you, but we know that the trees are dying. We're having a fire in Arizona has burned over 550 acres, 500,000 square miles, 550 square miles. They can stop it any time they want to. How do you stop a fire like that? You light back fires. I used to fight fires. You could stop a fire by lighting back fires. I guess they just don't know how to stop a fire. And no, ladies and gentlemen, they know exactly what they want to. They want everything to burn. They are totally destructive. And that will, of course, contribute, of course, to the problems we have by putting particulate matter in the world, in the air. You'll certainly want to get the book, Climate Gate. You'll want to get the book on smart meters. You'll want to get the four-tape set on smart meters. You'll want to get the material on the DVD on what in the world are they spraying. On weather control as a weapon. Weather control as a weapon. Those are DVDs. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You certainly want to get our four-tape sets on chemtrails, HAARP, weather modification, the book on weather modification and HAARP. It's all up on our website at radioliberty.com. radioliberty.com. And then if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, well, I would certainly appreciate hearing from you, because we're dependent upon those of you in the audience primarily for the money that helps us. We do have some advertisers, but primarily it's the people out there that are financing. We're almost up to 65 outlets every week now. Picked up another new one today. A couple certainly within the last month. And as we expand our outreach, more and more people are learning. We've got people up in the East Coast staying up till 1 o'clock in the morning every night because they want the truth. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You can get our products. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. You can certainly go ahead and hear our programs there, free. Watch our DVDs, free. You can read our newsletters. Look at all the other sites there. Go to the site, The Story of Jesus. Go to the site, link to it. Are you sure that you're saved? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.